You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, Arm Coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode number 3. Today, I'd like to talk with you about a type of weight training called progressive overload training. I found this type of training when I became super frustrated with all my workout efforts never showing up in the mirror. Now, when I was a young adult, I weighed about 200 pounds. Now, through trial and error, I figured out how to lose my weight, and I ended up losing 80 pounds. While I was losing weight, I also decided to try weightlifting, mostly because I couldn't go to the grocery store and check out without seeing beautiful, strong, shapely women on several different fitness magazine covers. And listen, I found their physiques so beautiful, and I longed to have strong, shapely arms and legs. I eventually got to where I was going to the gym 3 to 4 days a week, doing all the workouts I'd find in the fitness magazines. I'd rip them out and I kept a folder of workouts that I'd take to the gym. Listen, I'm 55 years old. This was before the internet and cell phones are what they are today. So this was old school. I'd roll up to the gym and randomly pull out a workout and then get to work. Now, this went on for several years. I fell in love with weight training, mostly because it was such a great release for me. I was a single parent for over 12 years. And as you know, or can imagine, parenting has its challenges. And also, I was very lonely. And the gym that I went to, it had childcare. And so it was a great way for me to get out of the house, meet people, and do something good for my body. But after a while, it became frustrating because I felt like I was doing all the things, lost the excess weight, going to the gym, doing my exercise routines from the magazine. I was even trying to follow the recipes, right, from the magazines. So why wasn't my body looking even remotely like the ladies in the magazines? I decided it was time to get one-on-one support. I hired a personal trainer. Now, I've actually had several trainers in my life, but it wasn't until I found Lori that my body started to transform. She coached figure competitors and believed that I could have a stage physique if I followed her plan. I was so skeptical, especially when she told me to do the same workout every week for 12 weeks. I was like, what? How's that gonna work? But I decided to lean on her belief and follow her plan of progressively overloading my muscles. That's what I wanna explain to you today, okay? Progressive overload training is the process of gradually increasing the intensity of your workouts to increase your muscle size, muscle strength, and endurance. And though progressive overload can be applied to a variety of different exercises, most progression models involve increasing the weight and time of resistance training. Typically, what I see is that my clients have a variety of different goals when it comes to progressive overload of their arms. Some ladies choose to build muscle mass, while others are focused on improving the tone of their muscles. Progressive overload, it's a good option to keep your workouts fresh, simple, and challenging, and can even help you avoid reaching a plateau. Let's dive into what you need to know about progressive overload, including how it works and its benefits. When incorporating progressive overload into a training regimen, you really want to follow the principle of progressive overload. And this principle indicates that in order to allow a gradual adaptation of your muscles, your increases in weight or repetitions or time should be kept within 10% or less each week. Keeping it to 10% or less is also going to minimize any risk of injury. Now, progressive overload is effective because the additional stress you put on your muscles causes them to work harder. It also will lead your body to use as much muscle fiber as possible to complete an exercise. Now, most people use progressive overload for resistance training, but keep in mind it can also be used in running or walking or really any other type of exercise. Depending on your goals, you can implement progressive overload by increasing the weight you're lifting, the number of repetitions you're doing, or the time you spend exercising. Most of my clients schedule their progressions every 2 to 4 weeks, but there are times when your goals will dictate to do progressions sooner. So some people may even engage in overload weekly. One of the biggest benefits of progressive overload is to keep improving physically. If you don't occasionally increase the number of reps you're doing or the weight you're lifting, you will reach a plateau. This means that your body has adapted to your workout and your workouts, you know, they could become stagnant and certainly less effective. There's a study that was published in the European Journal of Applied Physiology where they tested the progressive overload regimen. The researchers observed 83 people over a 12-week period as they performed a series of arm strengthening exercises. They found that progressive overload, gradually increasing the weight and number of repetitions of the exercises, to be incredibly effective for increasing bicep strength and muscle growth in both men and women. That's amazing, right? Now, another benefit of progressive overload is it can help prevent boredom and keep your exercise routine exciting. I would say getting bored while working out is the number one reason you stop exercising or that you dread your regular workouts. But by using progressive overload, you can keep them interesting and challenging. Because if you are tracking the amount of weight you're lifting and how many reps you're able to complete, you always have a goal to strive for with each workout. Now, when trying progressive overload training, it's important to follow a plan and track your efforts. This prevents you from increasing the weight or intensity too quickly on days when you feel good. It also drives progress by ensuring that you know what to do in the gym each day. As a rule of thumb, like I said, a person should aim to keep increases in weight or intensity to 10% or less each week. This allows the body to adapt slowly without injury. Now, gradual increases challenge the body while preventing plateaus in your muscle growth. Now, it's also important to note that everyone's limits are different. What might be a suitably challenging 10% increase for one person may be too much for another. A person, you need to listen to your body and progress at a rate that feels comfortable. It's also important to note the importance of always, always listening to your body. If you have sustained an injury or are feeling weak or tired, take a break or decrease the intensity of your workout. If you feel wiped out, if you feel sore or fatigued, you're probably doing too much too soon. Also, remember, you must prioritize sleep, nutrition, and hydration to help support maximum results. Okay, so let's review. Progressive overload training is a type of strength training that gradually increases the intensity of workouts to avoid plateau in muscle mass and strength. The primary benefit is that it helps prevent a person from reaching a point where their exercise regimen is no longer challenging or effective. This is exactly how I worked out when I was a figure competitor. My trainer would give me a 12-week plan. I did the same exercises each week. The only thing that changed was the amount of weight I was lifting and/or the amount of reps I was doing. It was simple in that I always knew what exercises to do and how to do them, but it was fun and challenging because I was tracking my weights and trying to get stronger. This is how I completely transformed the shape and tone of my body. Progressive overload training is the basis for my workouts in my signature program, Arms by Christine. If you'd like more information about this program, head on over to christinerucker.com. All right, everybody, that's what I have for you today. I hope to see you all next week. Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to sculpted arms together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today, and talk soon in the next episode.